Okay, so this episode I'm super passionate about, and it is minimalism. I'm an obsessed minimalist. I absolutely love decluttering, clearing things away, organizing. I'm probably going to do a segment on my apartment and maybe just do like a visual walkthrough one day on just how everything looks, because I'm just really excited about this topic. Like, I get goosebumps every time I'm talking about it. So I have less than 300 items, probably around 215. And yeah, it's a pretty extreme case for me. I used to have two of everything. I was an extreme hoarder. I love just buying anything and everything. So I'd have collections of things, and it was just ridiculous how much crap I had. And actually, it never really made me feel that happy. It was bogging me down. And it was just additional stress that I didn't need. Especially when I was just tripping over things. I had stuff all over the floor, toys and little games and whatnot. So I decided, yeah, you know what? I'm going to embrace minimalism. I'm going to clear my life. And this is everything from digital to physical. Like, I really cleared everything away. And I'm really super passionate about this topic, because I find that consumption is at a new extreme today, more than ever. We've got advertising telling us that there are 100 different choices for one type of egg. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Like, I can't even figure out what kind of eggs I need when I go to the grocery store. So I feel like this is a really important topic to discuss, and it's to be self-aware of how much stuff that you have, and to determine if it's really something that you need in your life. Because you might find that, this isn't really making me happy, and I should probably get rid of it, because what makes me happy is the people I hang out with, or a particular project or life passion that I'm working on. So what I would recommend is, you know, start with your clothing. I find that actually that's one of the more challenging ones, and that's why you want to maybe get it over with as soon as you can. It's a very emotional piece, which is your clothing. But I would take all your clothing out, and I've created this ABC pile for me. And, you know, the A pile is the clothing I definitely will keep. B pile is the stuff I'm kind of on the side about. I'm not really sure. I'm totally on the fence about it. Could be like a t-shirt that's fitting somewhat, but it's not totally perfect fit. So I'll have it in the B pile. And then C pile is like a bunch of just crappy clothes that I don't need. And I automatically get rid of the C pile. It's like an automatic trash, donation, consignment, whatever. It goes away. It goes somewhere. And I don't ever want to see it again. And that's usually the day of. B pile, I'm going to think on for a couple days. So I'm not going to like dwell on it too much. I'm going to sleep on it. Going to figure out, you know, is the B pile something that maybe I would want to keep? And there might be a few items that move into the A pile, or there might be a few items that move into the C pile. Regardless, I'll think on it. Like, I'm not going to make any rash decisions on that B pile. So that's how I handle every declutter situation, is I have the A, B, and C pile. Especially if there's a lot of bulk items like clothing, that's a big one. So that's the advice I can give you there on the pile strategy. And it's important to not get too attached to our physical items. You might have a new piece of clothing that you bought like a year ago, and you're thinking, oh, I'm eventually going to use this. Chances are you won't. If it doesn't fit you, and you're like, I'll leave it in there, you know, it's still got the price tag and whatnot. No, you should probably just get rid of it. Yeah, you should just like toss it. If it's a C-pile item, get rid of it. Don't worry too much about the cost associated with it. Because unfortunately, if it doesn't fit anymore, it doesn't make you feel happy, then practically, it's garbage. There's no point in thinking too much about it. At the end of the day, the items that you own should make you feel happy. You know, all 200 plus items that I own, they make me feel happy. I'm super ecstatic about looking at them, and they never get in my way. They're like tools to enhance my life. That's how I look at my 200 plus items. And ideally, the items that you own, they bring happiness to you. And if they don't, then yeah, you should consider maybe tossing them. It's really important. Minimalism allows you to really do the things that you love doing in life. You clear up your day so you spend less time on stress. You know, I consider minimalism related to calendar events, like the non-physical. It could be digital items. How many soccer practices did you schedule today with your son? And is it necessary that you have to attend this and that? Like, do you have any free time to yourself? And really assessing and analyzing even your calendar and figuring out, do I have too much stuff on here? You know, I keep my calendar pretty open because I just want to relax and sometimes I need some critical items, so like my must-dos, then I'll put it in the calendar. But I think it's important to just really declutter and enjoy the items that you have, because you can get quite a lot of happiness out of what you own. But of course, if you're bogged down by a bunch of stuff, then how can you really get excited about a particular item? Like, I'm ecstatic about the things that I have. I don't put too much of value on expensive commodities anymore. I appreciate the little things in life, and I now spend more time with those people that I love, and you know, I can never go back. Like, I can never go back to being a hoarder. It's not something I'd ever go back to. I absolutely love just the sense of clarity that minimalism has brought into my life. I'm able to make decisions much easier without items bogging me down. So, you know, minimalism is definitely physical, but then the non-physical clutter is something we often overlook. And even things like social media accounts, I went on like a account deletion phase where I would go in and I just delete a bunch of accounts on social media that I never used, because I keep getting email notifications on these platforms. I'm like, I never use this, so I'm just going to delete it. I don't need to be totally accessible on every platform. So that's something that maybe you'd like to do, is, you know, clear out the social media platforms on the ones that you don't use, because, it's just really annoying. I'm also like a zero inbox guy. I hate having emails in my inbox. So in terms of minimalism, I usually do a one-touch rule. I'll open it and I'll either delete it or I'll file it somewhere in a labeled folder. I don't want to touch it more than once, but sometimes I have to for work. But I recommend, you know, you can really clear out that inbox. I find that people who have like 1,000 emails in their box, it doesn't mean that they're like organized. It actually means that they're totally disorganized, because it's like 1,000 unopened emails. That's not good. How many important emails are you missing because you have all these like magazine subscriptions that you don't need? Like, start unsubscribing. Like, you might be paying for subscriptions you didn't even know you had. And that's really scary, because you could be spending a lot of money on things that you don't even use. So you might want to filter through your emails, make sure that things that are spam go to spam and things that aren't don't go to spam. I love unsubscribe. I can't say enough good things about it. You should unsubscribe every couple weeks on things. Like, just do a bulk unsubscribe and don't delete it. So for instance, you're thinking about unsubscribing on something. Well, make that decision first, unsubscribe, then delete the email. Don't just keep deleting the emails that you're eventually going to unsubscribe on. Like, get that unsubscription going. Because, like, it doesn't really help it. Because then you're just going to keep getting those emails. See if you can pass off some of the workload. Like, if you're getting a ton of emails, maybe you could pass some of it off to someone else to do. Maybe a virtual assistant. Get down to the point where you don't have to check your emails, like, every hour. I don't even have email notifications on my phone. So I'll go into my email inbox maybe once or twice a day, take care of a few things, and that's it. And I don't get more than like 10 emails a day because I prefer that people contact me in other ways, or I prefer that people can figure it out themselves because most people can. I've actually seen top CEOs, they don't even answer emails. Like, they literally just delete them. And they assume that their team can handle it, because if you do have a team, ideally you trust them, and you trust them to do a good job, so you shouldn't even have to worry about babysitting them. So, you know, you shouldn't even have to email them. You should have, like, a couple meetings every week if you're, like, the boss, and then, yeah. I mean, that's only if you have a really fantastic team, but that's something to work towards. But at the very least, you should be able to cut down your emails quite significantly. Even with just the unsubscribe, I bet you could cut down on a lot, because there's just a lot of crap out there and a lot of noise that you don't need to be bothered by. I believe that socially we feel like we have to have an outing with everyone that we know. Well, we've got like 500 Facebook friends and we need to like hang out with them every week. That can be really exhausting. I mean, if you can somehow manage it, great. I believe in the social and connecting with people, but ideally, you have some alone time for yourself as well. So try to have that balance, because especially if you're saying, oh, wow, I'm stressed. Well, you know, I don't buy into that. I feel like maybe you've got too many obligations. Maybe you're meeting too many people. And are these the people that you need to see? Are they positively affecting your life, or are they holding you down? Figure out how many things you are doing are actually necessary. Because, you know, you want to have some time for the projects that you need to work on. And you don't want to be distracted. You'll always have time for friends and family. But if you're continually out there having fun, well, I don't think you'll ever get work done, and you're just creating a ton of stress in your life. So I got a ton of work done by clearing away all the crap in my life. So now I just have a lot of time to focus on my projects, and it's great. Like, I don't feel the stress anymore. And yet I'm still getting a ton of stuff done. Everyone else feels like sweating, like they're all sweating around me, and I'm feeling really good. Like, I'm feeling super chill and relaxed, and that's because I decided to go to a path of minimalism. So I really encourage you to explore it. It could be a little piece of your home that maybe you're organizing, maybe your cupboards, but it really makes a difference when you're like me and you only have like 3 dress shirts. Because then you can just get right to it, and you cannot worry about what you're wearing this morning. You can just put on whatever, and you're good to go. Stop trying to make all these little decisions, which add up to a big pile of mess. Stress mess, I call it. Yeah, I like that. Stress mess. Yeah, all these little decisions that are so irrelevant, if you can cut them out of your life, then you eliminate the stress mess. So I really encourage you to explore minimalism. There's actually a ton of people out there that I recommend you check out if you want to go in this direction. You can always talk to me, but there are people like Leo Babauta, who's really a big advocate of minimalism. And he runs a Zen Habits blog. There's also Joshua Becker on becoming a minimalist, and he's got a fantastic blog with his family there. There's also the Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Fields Milburn, that would be from the Minimalists. They have a huge following there and a fantastic documentary on minimalism, so I encourage you to check them out. Marie Kondo is another individual I follow. She wrote the book, The Joy of Living with Less. Actually, let me correct myself. It's The Art of Tidying Up. She's got a really fantastic following. She's like the organizing expert, and I highly recommend that you check her out. She's got a few books there. So there's quite a few resources on minimalism. Good thought leaders on it as well that I enjoy. They're really down-to-earth people. And I think if you follow the path, then you can at least clear away some things that are maybe bogging you down. So I really hope that helps out your stress mess and your path to minimalism. I definitely think you should check it out.